You're listening to episode 312 of Women Worldwide. Are you going above and beyond in your life and your career? And are you creating the momentum so that you're breaking borders? Well, I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you so much for being here, for showing up. We appreciate you. Well, it's a new week, a lot of momentum. And of course, another guest who's here to share an incredible journey. Actually, she's coming back. She's an alum to the show and to give you some really good advice. So let's get right to it. Today's topic is breaking borders, right? So how much of your energy and momentum is defying expectations and taking you above and beyond? Are you creating those new adventures? Well, my guest today has a lot to talk about when it comes to breaking borders. Joining me on the show is Kate Eisler. And Kate, as I said, is coming back on Women Worldwide. Kate spent quite a bit of time in corporate America. She worked at Microsoft. She was a senior director of integrated global marketing for the Windows Business Group. And she made a pivot, the pivot to being an entrepreneur. She is the co-founder of an organization, Be Bold Now, and she is also the co-founder of a new initiative that she's launched called the W Marketplace, which is an economic engine for women. Kate, one more fun fact about Kate is she is an author, and this is her brand new book that we're going to talk about, Breaking Borders, a remarkable story of adventure, family, and career success that defied all expectations. I've read the book. It's really good. So Kate, welcome. Welcome to Women Worldwide.
Thank you so much. And it is such a pleasure to be back. I love it.
No, I love having you back because it's so nice to have friends come back and share what's new and what's going on. And you certainly have a number of things going on in your world. And you know that I always like to say for anybody who's watching and listening, just to get a feel for talk about that you were corporate America, now you're an entrepreneur, you've really created an economic engine for women, you've shifted to diversity, equality, inclusion, and belonging. How'd you make that pivot? How's it been?
Well, you know, I always thought of myself as a corporate person, and I did spend a couple different tours of duty, 20 years plus at corporate America. And I, you know, traveled around the world and had that job and never thought of myself as an entrepreneur. And I left that job and it was time to go. You know, it was past time to go. And I was terrified. And, you know, I didn't come to entrepreneurship naturally. I didn't think. And so through that journey, I really, you know, my identity is very much wrapped up in my professional life. So I was very much lost. And so when I started on my own and, you know, what can I do? The first thing I did was really follow my passion. And it was to create a nonprofit organization, Be Bold Now, with a partner that we celebrated International Women's Day. And that was all fabulous. And then COVID hit. And we had to pivot again and figure out how do we support women beyond an event. And so the W Marketplace is an online values-driven platform for women merchants and professional services. And so it really, you know, I have kind of had to get used to the fact that I am an entrepreneur. I have ideas. I want to follow it. I now have to embrace that terrifying term.
Well, I'm glad you said that. It was terrifying. You know, we're all human and change is never easy, but the fact that you're embracing and you do it so well, this, your entrepreneurialism. And I wonder, with that experience, is that what got you to write the book? Is maybe you could share a little bit about breaking borders and how that expresses this journey.
You bet. It is a little bit about how I wrote the book. Writing a book was never on my bucket list. It was never something I imagined I would do. But, you know, as I said, I was so lost when I left Microsoft because I thought of myself in that way. And my self-esteem was terrible. And, you know, as I said, I should have left before. And so I started to write and it became a journey through my life and a chance to examine the lessons I had learned and the accomplishments I had made. And I kind of went, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not that bad.
Wow, I did this.
Yes. So it was very much a self-examination project.
That's really good. As you were self-examining and coming to terms with who you were and what you did well, or maybe you found out there were things that you didn't do well, were there people along the way? I mean, you very much are for lifting women and supporting women. Do you feel that there were women and or men in your world who really lended support?
There were. And I think that, you know, you hit on some really interesting things. As I found through writing really the women who had influenced me. And I hadn't thought about it. You know, some really significantly good and bad in my early career. And as I began to write, I really began to see the theme of, this is what I want to do. I want to give that back. I want to be that person. And I want to have that kind of impact. And so it really was such a clarifying moment to say, you know, here are the people in my life, again, good and bad, who have influenced me. And I really want to be that. You know, I aspire to be like them. And that's kind of where it came from. And it guides my journey every single day.
Do you think that the book writing process and the way that you approached it and the, I really want to do that, isn't that a good, it's kind of a leading question, but isn't that a good exercise for anybody? If you think about it.
I think it is a great exercise for anyone. And, you know, people that know me were surprised. You know, it was really funny that they said, you wrote a book? And did you have a ghostwriter? And, you know, and I was like, no, you know, I sat down and what I wrote was my feelings and the stories that I felt were important to me when I first did it. And it wasn't chronological. It was where I was sort of in a day or in a period of time. And I wrote about it and it was so cathartic and it was so fabulous. And there are things, you know, really that I had to face up and say, I behaved badly. I made bad choices, but I had the opportunity then to get it out and own it. And so I think it's good for everyone to do that.
Get it out and own it. Absolutely. Well, your book, I mean, I read it, I loved it, and I'm going to ask you, here it is again, to share a favorite part. I mean, I know as an author, we have many favorite parts and passages, but maybe you could just pick one and share it.
I would love to. And I want to read it, and then I want to talk about a little bit about where it came from. So here it is. Always follow your gut. When you feel that something isn't right, don't quite fit in, abort quickly. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to work things out in an uncomfortable situation or that you should make a permanent decision about a person that you don't initially hit it off with. But when you know it isn't right, don't hang around. Taking the position as the worldwide launch lead for Microsoft's next big operating system seemed like a no-brainer. My experience both at corporate and international offices was the perfect skill set and sensibility for the job. Microsoft was one of the largest brands in the world, and Windows was its flagship product. I again prepared to move the family across the ocean, but this time the move was home. Things would be comfortable at home. We had friends, we understood the culture, and the grocery stores were open 7x24. What could go wrong?
That's a great passage. So tell us more. Tell us your thoughts.
Well, you know, my career in corporate was an international-based career. I moved my family around the world a number of times. I have 3 children. And my history in corporate was very unlikely. So I joined Microsoft early days. I did not have a college degree. I didn't have the right network. I didn't have the right sort of backing or finances. And I had a husband and children. But I also had some ambition. And I had a dream. And so I really, you know, kind of went forward and said, I want to do this, and made decisions like that and had difficult conversations and followed my heart, except when I took that job. And so it was a really impactful piece of the book and of my life, was to realize it was the logical next step for me. I knew it wasn't right. And I did it, and I learned probably the most important lessons that I've ever learned at work, is to say, follow your gut. We know when you are not making the right choice for you.
Why is it that, and I could even ask myself this question, we do have certain instincts, and you can just feel it throughout your entire body. But especially when we're younger, we ignore it. We push it down. We reason it out, that even though our gut's saying, don't do it, we do it anyway. Why do you think that is?
Because it's very acceptable. I think that we are, I think, you know, humans in general, we want to fit in. We want to avoid conflict.
Right.
And, you know, the conflict that I really had to realize was, I would have had to explain my decisions for not taking a big job.
Right.
Or not taking that big job. And I shrunk from it. I really did think, oh, and I have made bold moves, lots of other arenas. And at that point in time, I, you know, just made the bad choice. And it was too hard to say no.
Right. Well, you make a good point. When we start having to, it's like you're answering to what's around you rather than just answering on the inside. And once we learn that internally, our thought process and what is important and what is prioritized, because we have to be good to ourselves, once we get that, the exterior isn't as strong of a focus, and we don't look for that to guide us. Internal first, and then maybe some external gut checks through networks, but it takes a long time. It does.
And it takes courage. And I don't want to, you know, I think that, you know, I have been very fortunate in my life because I have summoned some courage occasionally and had difficult conversations. And when I say that, I think it's it is not difficult professional conversations, only personal conversations.
Right.
And I think people need to really recognize that those can be just as scary. Telling your partner, I want to make a left turn.
Right.
You know, and that's the closest person to you. And it's oftentimes the hardest conversation to have.
Absolutely. Because if anybody's going to give you a check, it's going to be the person next to you, whether right. you want to hear it or not. And maybe it's right. with what you're thinking. But boy, I know that I have a husband who certainly will, you know, bring his thoughts, his feelings, his passion to the table.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. Well, so you certainly have had aha moments. That was a moment. Anything else stand out to you as a, maybe even more recently with the launch of the W Marketplace, any aha moments as an entrepreneur?
Yes. Okay. So when I think about, you know, the scary entrepreneur term, and I am very driven to, you know, do it and do it right now. My I have no patience for wait and see how it goes.
That is a good quality, though.
Sometimes. I would say my number one lesson that I have learned of my entrepreneurial experience, which has been now really for the last 6 years I've been doing startups, is your partner means everything. And so I am very fortunate with Bebold to have an amazing partner and the W Marketplace. I ran a startup right after I left Microsoft that I did not have a partner. I was hired by the board of investors, and I was terrible at it because I didn't have someone to compliment me and someone who offers different skills and different perspective. And so the biggest aha moment and the biggest reason I think that we are seeing success with these two organizations is that there is a partnership that is complementary. We have the W Marketplace. We started out the end of September. In the little over 5 months that we have been open to shoppers, we have grown 3,000% in terms of product.
Wow.
It's crazy. So we have over 300 women's merchants and service providers and nonprofit organizations on the site. We offer
congratulations. I'm floored. That's amazing.
It's crazy. We have over 2,000 products and services that women are selling and actually earning income from, which is the key. And, you know, I have in my co-founder, a person who has a completely different skill set than me and, you know, helps to grow our team and balance my drive. Mm-hmm. And my enthusiasm sometimes, because you know, sometimes I need to be checked and to say, hold on just a minute.
She's pulling your feet back to the ground.
It's like, we need to, you know, walk three steps before we jump off that cliff. I'm like, oh, let's go. You know, but it is such a, and that is the biggest aha moment that I have. And it's also, you know, I think that this is business maturity, the ability to listen. Mm-hmm. Those are the two things, a good co-founder that compliments you and the ability to listen to them.
Absolutely. There's something about finding a good partner where you can grow so much more quickly. And but not everybody, we're not always meant to be partners with people. I had a business partner who was a friend, and we partnered for a really long time in our agency and, you know, bonked heads quite a bit. And once we split, we're really good friends again. So it really is. It's somebody that you have who can listen and who can balance you out in ways that you just can't do it yourself. So certainly a learning moment. With everything that is going on, how do you stay focused? And you probably don't have any problem with motivation, but how do you just stay laser focused so that you can accomplish what you need to do in a day or a week or whatever, get to goal?
You know, I spend a lot of time reflecting on my own. So writing.
You are really intelligent, Kate. If you are reflecting.
It is. It is absolutely. You have to every single day. And it's, you know, I think that this is coming with maturity because I didn't used to do that. And now I do. And I get up really early in the morning before anyone. And I loved going to the gym or running. And now I have, you know, the obligatory weights in my basement and if it's not terrible weather, I run outside and it's just a moment. You know, that I can kind of pull myself together.
Yeah.
And I value that. And I think that space, you know, the deadlines and the pressures that we put on ourselves to finish this by 10 o'clock, or this by 9 o'clock. I think you need to just say, here's what I'm going to do. I have a new rule with my phone because we do business all over the country. Mm-hmm. I will not answer my phone or text or anything till after 8 o'clock.
That's good. Yeah, creating those boundaries are so important. whether it's your phone, when you're going to get on your laptop, it matters that maybe during dinner, there's no technology, whatever it takes, or when you eat, not paying attention to your technology. I think that helps. Do you feel like some of the things that you're, the ways that you're setting boundaries, or you mentioned the gym, but now the free weights in your home, does that help combat this, any stress that you experience as an entrepreneur?
Absolutely, it does. It is, for me, a way to use a bunch of my energy out early in the morning. And it is, it keeps me through the day. I really realize by about noon, if I have not worked out, if I've made that choice to say, oh, let's just stay in bed just a little longer this morning and read or do something, I just, my focus isn't there. My energy isn't there. And I just don't feel right.
That makes sense. If I don't meditate in the morning, because I meditate 45 minutes every morning, if I don't do that, if it's a crazy morning for whatever reason, and even if I do it later in the day, it's still not the same. Something is different. So I can completely relate to that. What are you doing in terms of, so now I know it's COVID. Did that, other than the free weights in the gym, did that affect the way that you work with your partner on the build out of the marketplace? How has that affected you guys in terms of your launch, or maybe not?
Well, you know, here's the thing I always think. We've never launched any other way. Hmm. I have not seen her in person since October.
Oh my goodness.
And she lives about 15 miles from me. So not a tremendous amount away.
You're not that far away.
No. And we have a team of 7 people. And so we have 4 of us in Washington and 3 in California, some in Southern, some in Northern. But we have not gotten together. We, you know, we are a Zoom family.
I was going to say.
Yeah, we are absolutely a Zoom family. But, you know, so I don't know how that would be. I do know that we just, the Be Bold Now organization, we just hosted our 6th annual International Women's Day event.
That's terrific.
On YouTube. Yep. It's live on YouTube and so people can watch it.
Oh, everybody should check that out. They should. Very inspiring.
It was fun, but it was so hard because that is a group of individuals that we rally around every single year and we have a live event and the energy and the emotion and energy that we get from that.
Oh, in person, the live event in person. Yeah.
And so this year we did it in a studio and it was very well produced and I was thrilled with the people who helped us produce it. But it was so difficult. And so that was where I saw the contrast. It was just, you know, we finished it and we had, you know, the advantage of speakers from all over the country. And in fact, we had a speaker from Colombia who was phenomenal. We had audience joining us and on the chat and, you know, from all over the country, which is fabulous because we were more accessible and you know, calling attention to the great things that women are doing in spite of the difficulties right now. But gosh, it was hard.
Yes. Different. It's definitely different. And I know this is a thing, Zoom fatigue, this online video, you know, whether you're planning an event or you're just chatting with your teams, it is a little bit tiresome, but I think we're looking forward. It appears that vaccines are getting out there. And I mean, I can't make a prediction on when, but gosh, Kate, I hope I see you soon.
Me too. It was a little over a year ago when we saw each other. And so, oh my gosh. But, you know, the other thing about Zoom, and I would say with my team with the W Marketplace, it's been very interesting, is we very specifically allow time during our team meetings. So we talk to one another and, you know, we do all this work on Zoom, but we allow time to socialize. You know, it's really fun. About the first 10 minutes of any, you know, even in-person meeting, what'd you think about this? Did you read this article? Did you, you know, what's happening with your kids? Those sorts of engagements. And we have been, my co-founder Susan and I have been very deliberate about the water cooler type discussions.
Very human. You have to maintain your human and be real.
Mm-hmm. And not be so regimented on, you know, with well, we've got to get this done and get off Zoom. You know, it's like, let's just take a minute. And I think it's somewhere between the happy hour and the work, because those things happen. That's normal socialization. And so, you know, you can't, don't get me started on the, on going back to normal, because I have in no way, shape or form want to get back to normal. And that's a whole nother discussion. I think we have an opportunity to recreate normal.
A better, right? A better path, a new normal. I'm with you. I can't even believe that I'm going to ask you for the parting advice. So we're in the home stretch, Kate. Maybe you could share some parting advice with women worldwide about how they can break borders.
Absolutely. You know, and I said it early on, and I think it's so true. I believe that women spend a lot of time self-selecting out. We decide that we don't have the right qualifications and the right education and the right network, or that too many people depend on us because we have a family and we have children and responsibilities, and we sacrifice what we really want. And so, you know, my advice is find something that inspires you or that you're passionate about and try it. You know, I tried it. I had the difficult conversations and I said, gosh, you know, I have all these things and I don't have all those things, but I have a dream. And I saw myself, I was like, you know, gosh, I want this global career and I want to achieve these things in my life. And so here I go. And I think that people can do that. I don't think it's easy. So I don't want to gloss over that, because I had starts and stops and backwards and forwards movement in my career, in my life.
Downs, highs and lows.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't think that it is unattainable. And I think that there is, you know, everyone can take a step forward towards their passion, no matter where they are and what that passion is. And so I hope that my book serves as that inspiration for people to see that that's real. Mm-hmm. And it, gosh, never in a million years did I think that I would have written a book or have the stories that fill the pages of the book.
Well, that was great advice. And I think when people read your book, they will get to know you better, but also unleash their own passion and maybe go breaking some borders as well. Okay, last question. Where can people find out more about you, your book, Be Bold Now, and the W Marketplace?
Oh my gosh. So the book is available at thewmarketplace.com. It is also available at Amazon. They can find out about me on any of those places or at kateisler.com.
Amazing. Kate, thank you so much for coming back on Women Worldwide. You are an inspiration and you can come back anytime. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome. And thank you to all of you for tuning in. Please keep the conversations going and the feedback coming. Please know where to find me. I'm out there on Twitter. I'm at Dee Breckenridge, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Okay, friends, until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.